Good evening. Hello, good evening. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, good evening, sir. I'm sorry, I'm having audio issues right here. My name is Rick. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we're doing an opinion, public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time?
Sure, man. If it helps you out, I'll do it. I got time.
Okay, excellent. And now let me see right here, sir. Okay, am I speaking with Selena McNulty?
No, that's my mom.
Okay. Ah, okay, not a problem. But you, are you over the age 18?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you live in currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Mesa, but yeah, close.
Okay. Generally speaking, sir, do you think that the things are in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I mean, things seem as they always have. It doesn't seem like anything is wrong. A lot of homelessness, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies of the South River, north of the South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian community. Now, are you familiar with the area, sir?
I've lived there for 10 years.
Oh, okay. Now, let me see right here. And what year were you born, sir? So I make sure you're over the age of 18.
1990.
And are you, or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Just me.
Okay. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say it's fair. The housing is new and developed, and it's developing, but there's gunshots everywhere, and there's, like, rarely any help from the police.
Okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Can you please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. And you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life.
Great.
Now, a more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I would say buy. Well,
sir?
It was 10 years ago. It was good 10 years ago, and now housing prices have just gone through the roof, so probably has changed in recent years.
Okay, so you would think it would do little or more to improve the quality of life?
Oh, sorry, 1 to 5. I would say 3.
3, okay. And better street and road maintenance, how would you rate that?
Road maintenance is pretty good there, so I'd say 2.
What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
4.
And what about more dining and entertainment options?
5.
And I have right here more good paying jobs?
5.
More shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for business?
5.
Better public transportation options?
4.
Thank you. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I am employed and a student.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Not a lot of office workers. I'd say there's very little office work there.
You would say it's too few?
Yeah, just a few.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many or too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
There's a lot there.
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine.
Sure.
What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
There's plenty of grocery stores there. They don't really need any more of that.
Okay, so you would like to see it yes strongly or yes somewhat?
somewhat.
Okay. What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
They definitely need more hospitals.
Yes, strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what about restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues?
Somewhat.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, and in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? In your own words,
I would like to see more engineering stuff and more opportunities for people to grow into that industry. Yeah.
Engineering?
Yeah. Facility, production facilities, things like that.
Okay. 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 Now, switching gears a bit, sir, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a very big problem, but I think that goes for everywhere right now, but yeah.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to you buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Moderate.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housings. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Housing options for seniors.
Less.
Less. Okay, so it's, the options are yes strongly or yes somewhat or no.
Somewhat.
Okay. And single family detached homes.
I would say that that's important.
Yes strongly?
Yes strongly.
Okay. And multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
There's not a lot there, so yes strongly.
Thank you. And townhouses or attached homes?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you, sir. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent with friends.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one, sir. The first proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you strongly favor that, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly favor.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly agree.
Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly agree.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask you some few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I am in my second year my third year for bachelor's degree, so I am a junior for engineering.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 over $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, thank you.
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
My name is Brian with an I.
Brian with an I.
Yep.
Brian with an I. Okay. And, well, sir, thank you very much. This concludes the survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a blessed evening.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.